You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes.
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
George Washington was walking around with another nigga's teeth in his mouth. You think that motherfucker wasn't willing to eat a slave? He was. He'd have a snack.
You know who was definitely eating slaves? Thomas Jefferson.
Eating. Oh, yeah, he ate. He didn't finish, but he ate.
He didn't finish.
He took a nibble.
Hey, he said, Khadijah, come in here. Hey. How your mama doing? She good? Get on the bed. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and drop the knickers.
The government growing babies. Microchips in your anus. All koala bears are racist. The ozone layer owes me money. Martians invented turkey stuffing.
Uh-huh, there it is. You already know what the fuck it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep, deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove that Nipsey Hussle did not, unfortunately, get into heaven because Jesus Christ is a Latin king. It's sad news, but you can't show up to heaven with all that blue on, Nipsey. That's not how Jesus Christ gangbangs. You should have picked a better gang, a different gang. I'm not going to say better. I'm not in any of these gangs. I'm unaffiliated. And hopefully Jesus just lets me walk by. Much like the gangbangers that I knew growing up, I just hope that nigga just lets me walk on by and he don't bother me when it's time for me to make it up to the upper room. Hey, I'm your host, Langston Kerman. As always, I'm excited to be here. I'm having a pretty good day. I went outside today, which is a rare feat. I saw the sun, and I was like, bitch, where you been at? But anyway, that's on me. I should have been seeing the sun more often. Maybe my skin wouldn't be so pale and sickly. Anyway, my guest today, she has beautiful skin. Not pale or sickly at all. Unbelievable skin, and she's very funny. On top of that, it's a hell of a combination. She's hysterical. You know her from her own podcast, The Unofficial Expert, that she runs with Sydney Washington, a podcast I love very deeply. You know her from Comedy Central, but that's more importantly, she's a goddamn philanthropist. And you all should know her from her work in philanthropy. What kind of philanthropy? She's been very vague about it. She won't tell me exactly what kind of philanthropy it is, but I bet it's pretty good, and she's hilarious. Give it up for my guest, Miss Marie Faustin.
Yay! Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hold on, let me slide my Nobel Peace Prize out of there. I like it.
You just keep it within reach every once in a while.
Yes, 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 yes. I also have an EGOT. They're all over there.
I like that you think the EGOT is one single prize.
No. I said they're all over there.
Oh,
you
okay.
Didn't hear.
Like, I have an EGOT. It's one trophy. real big.
If I put the Nobel Peace Prize with all the EGOT, it's a NEGOT. So, yeah, super, super excited to be here sharing my, you know, my wisdom with you today.
And I can't wait to hear your wisdom. You came with a conspiracy theory that I think we're going to have to be careful with. If I want to start us off right, I know we're going to have to tiptoe a little bit in this motherfucker, because you came with a hot one. You said, my mama told me.
The chicken at Chinese restaurants isn't real.
Yep, that's what she said. It's not real chicken.
Okay, all right. Okay, now tread carefully, because this is tough. Let me just say, we're in the middle of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So this is at the very least problematic, and in a lot of ways it's rooted in objectively racist and horrible stereotypes and just backwards thinking. So I want you to tread carefully, tiptoe through this motherfucker.
I'm a crip walk around this one.
No, that's not what Jesus wants for you.
Well, I'm gonna do it like Nipsey's doing it, where you said he's not in heaven. That was actually really funny. The marathon continues downstairs.
Oh, man, this kid's going to kill me.
No.
Someday they're going to grow up to murder me.
Respectfully.
Yeah, respectfully.
Yeah. I had a really hard time trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about. I mean, You know, I had agreed to do this like a month ago, and I was like, I got plenty of time to think about.
Oh, you mean that free podcast that wasn't at the front of your mind? Yeah, I get that. That's
fair. But I had literally nothing else to think about. I could have thought about this deeply. Like, I could have ordered an encyclopedia set and I could have researched. You know what I mean? I called my mom yesterday and I was like, say some crazy stuff like you be saying.
You know how you be talking? Just say all your opinions.
Yeah, just kind of disrespectful conspiracy theories. And she just started going. And then I remembered the Chinese food one, because my mom is like, really, my mother is peak, won't eat anybody else's food. She is queen of the we got food at home.
Right.
She's like the inventor of who cooked that? Who made that?
Right.
No.
So she's who everybody is tweeting about at these metaphorical cookouts that's complaining about the food and the potato salad and whatnot.
100%. But my mom is an amazing cook. Mm-hmm. So like, she won't eat anybody else's food because she's like, well, I don't know how to clean the chicken. That doesn't look like they cooked it properly. She doesn't eat out at all. So
yeah,
when we were little, we were like, we get pizza. And she'd be like, no, I can make pizza at the house. And it was like, it's going to be healthy and it's going to be on bread.
It's not right. It's going to have weird spices in it. That ain't Domino's.
Yes.
That's you. That's your shit, lady.
Yes, that. And she's from Haiti, so it's like, this isn't like Haitian pizza. It's on cassava.
Why does this pizza have curry on it? I don't like this.
It's just like, is this deep fried? Like, is this pork? What is this? So the thing that she always says, and my mom is like a really good speaker. Like, she tells stories and she's usually lying or making stuff up, but like, she speaks so convincingly that you just have to believe her.
Yeah. Right? I love
that. I mean, do you? Do you love that?
Listen, it's not my mother. We all have things that I think our friends find super endearing about our parents. And we're like, yeah. But I was there the whole time. This isn't endearing for me. I'm not actually enjoying this at all. But go crazy. I'm glad you like my mom's lies.
Right. I'm like, well, wait till you get to chapter 29. This a twist. She says stuff. It's like living in an R.L. Stein book, right?
Sure. Because
like, the one lie that I remember her saying that I believed for years is, my sister has dimples, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't have dimples. Why don't I have dimples? And my mom was like, well, when babies are young, you give them dimples by squeezing their faces really tight. And I was like, that's how you get dimples. And I went to school and I just thought that. And I was met like in sixth grade. I was way too old to still think this. And
I love that, because that also implies that your mother for whatever reason, was like, I'm going to squeeze this one's face. I ain't squeezing that little one.
Uh-uh. No, no, no. She, like,
I ain't going to make this one special, too. No, 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 no.
Right. So I was, like, in school, and I said it, and everybody was like, the fuck? Like, everybody was like, oh, Maria's dumb. She dumb.
And did y'all know Maria's dumb? This whole time, we thought she was just talking. She dumb.
They're like, the glasses are fake, y'all. She dumb.
So she is filled with all kinds of nonsense, it sounds like.
Yes.
And one of the things that is nonsense that she shared with you was the possibility that the chicken at Chinese food restaurants isn't real.
Yes. Well, because my mom is like, well, you know, Chinese people eat everything, right? Mm. She's like, they eat all types of meat. So yep. She's like, they eat horse and cat and rat and pig and five golden rings. Like, she listed sure. all these things. And I was like, oh. And then, you know, I don't know if you know anything about the WhatsApp culture.
A little bit. My mother lives in Ghana now. Oh. And so she moved out there to be with a man who she loves deeply. And
okay.
So her and my little sister live in Ghana. And mm-hmm. so she is slowly becoming a WhatsApp lady. Okay. In a way that throws me off every single time. But yeah, tell me more about the WhatsApp culture.
Okay, so peak WhatsApp culture is like they send like recipes and those like glittery, like happy Thanksgiving memes. You know what I'm talking? It'll be like,
yes.
Happy holidays. And it's like yep. a MySpace background.
Yeah, it's got a real Friendster vibe to it where it's like,
yes.
The technology is advanced beyond this. You could send some other shit.
You could send a clear, like something clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they send like Bigfoot videos. Like it's always like a grainy quality film.
Yeah.
But like there was like a video that was floating around of like some like Asian person like skinning something. And it was like a stack of little bodies. Anyway, so yes, it was like there's a picture somewhere that my mom saw or somebody WhatsApped to her. And it was like little piles of mice or something being
right.
skinned. And that is, my mom was like, see, I told you, that's what they're eating when you get Chinese food. And it's like, girl, I mean, maybe, but.
Es posible. But I don't know. Here's the thing is, and this is a conspiracy theory, a rumor that I think I've heard, we've all heard for generations. And it's always so funny to me to think about those kinds of videos where they point to this one individual who's skinning a bunch of rats and stacking their bodies on top of each other. It's like, how much of that is Chinese people and how much of that is just that one nigga who really likes how rat tastes? Like, why does that have to be all of them? Why can't that just be that one weird motherfucker who's out here eating rats?
Rat kebabs, yes. But because of that, like, I can't eat Chinese food as freely as my friends eat it, right? Mm. Like, so I can only order, like, I'll eat shrimp and I'll eat the chicken wings because those are shaped like what they're supposed to be. I'm not getting beef and broccoli. I'm not getting chicken and broccoli because those are weird shapes.
Yeah. And I will say that while this is, and we better tread fucking carefully, but while this is, I think, a conspiracy theory that has many elements of like racist, backwards thinking ingrained in it, there are little things that happen where you're like, damn, maybe these racist motherfuckers are right.
Right. But like my mother is very particular about chicken in general. Like she refuses to buy chicken breast from the supermarket because she grew up on a farm. She had chickens. She had goats, blah, 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 blah. But we'll be at the supermarket and she'll be like, I've never seen a chicken with breasts that big. That's not chicken.
Yeah.
And when you think about how small a chicken is, the breasts be real juicy sometimes.
Hey, and listen, and there's enough scientific evidence. I don't know if you've ever seen like Super Size Me. Which obviously comes with a little bit of it's problematic in its own form. But one of the things that they talk about in Super Size Me is the type of hormones that they inject into the fucking McDonald's chickens so that the titties are so big they can't even move. They're just like alive for a moment They cut the titties off and then it's done. And it's like, ah, fuck, your mom's right. Those titties aren't natural. But at the same time, maybe it's still chicken. It's just juiced up chicken.
Have you ever seen the video of the chicken that was coming? It was like from a couple years ago. It's like a big ass chicken coming out of a coop.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Foghorn Leghorn. Like,
yeah.
Like it comes out and it's bigger than the house.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's got like pecs and abs. And it's like, why does that chicken have muscles?
It looks like it's wearing like snow pants and a full like bubble jacket.
Yes.
It's like, that's not a normal chicken.
No. It looked like it just got off a ski lift. It's huge.
Those videos always bug me because there's always somebody who comes in afterwards and is like, well, that's actually the Dr. McTockin chicken, and you would recognize it from its big, thick feathers. And it's like, bitch, if that's been around this whole time, then you need to let me know from the beginning. Why do we keep talking about these same six Pokemon? I'm trying to catch them all.
Right. 100%. But I'm saying that, and I still eat meat. I'm still going to keep eating it.
Sure.
But I'm not eating that, hopefully, because I only buy like the tiny like baby wings, and that's what I'm cooking at my house. But I don't know. The stuff that we eat is sometimes it's kind of crazy, you know?
It is. And so with that, you do hold a little bit of fear from the stuff that your mother has said to you about chicken and about these things from these restaurants. I'm curious to know how much your mother is afraid of other ethnic foods. Like, is it just Chinese, or is she like, you know, the fish at Japanese restaurants, you know, that's radiated. That would make your clitoris long if you eat that.
Yeah, that makes your clit long. Exactly. Did you speak to my mother today?
Yeah, we had a phone call ahead of time. Just a little research on my end.
Other things that my mother doesn't eat and would not buy for us, ice cream from the ice cream truck.
Whoa.
Because she was like, they don't have a bathroom on that truck. They pee in buckets on that truck.
Yo.
And then they don't wash their hands. And they give you that SpongeBob ice cream with them pee-pee hands. And
shit. Fuck. Wait a god. Hold on. What the fuck? I that's never occurred to me. Where are they peeing and pooping?
On the truck.
You're on that truck for 8 to 10 hours a day, rolling through neighborhoods, if nothing else, interacting with the grubby little fingers of small children. And we don't see any wash stations back there. This is fucking devastating.
Mm-mm. My mom's like, you see, that's why they don't have no windows back there. So they go poop. They go poop on the truck. And I'm like, what? I just want to get a cone. I got cones at the house. So
I'll make you ice cream, baby. Don't even trip about that.
I'm churning the cream right now. But we always had, you know, the plus of that is we always had ice cream sandwiches at the house. But it was like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
I want to eat the pee-pee truck ice cream.
Yeah, like, there's nothing like a hard-earned ice cream from a potential pedophile that makes you feel, you know what I mean? Like, this man might snatch you. And that's kind of nice when you get the ice cream and you make it home. I love
And there's
those.
Music playing and you're like. Dun, 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 dun. But she's not buying that.
Wow.
And she's never had sushi. She will never have sushi.
Sure.
But I will say, every year, minus this one that just passed, but every New Year's Eve, we would take my mom to hibachi. And hibachi is the only thing that she would eat because they cook the food in front of you.
Wow.
And she likes the little volcano. So, you know.
Okay. She's an onion volcano kind of girl. She ain't here for ice cream off of trucks, but she's down for an onion volcano.
Well, she said, I'm watching them make the rice. She will not drink miso soup, though. She's like, this is hand wash water. This is dirty hand wash water.
So I guess this is all very fascinating and groundbreaking stuff. I guess what comes to mind is, why isn't she bothered by the potential? Like, there's no proof that that's chicken at the hibachi, right? Like, it comes damn near pre what they serve it to you as. They just chop it up real fine.
Yeah, so, but like, she's not getting the chicken. She's getting the shrimp.
Oh,
because the shrimp is still shrimp shaped.
I got you. Anything that is shaped like the thing that she ordered, she's willing to eat.
Exactly. And even then, like, she's watching us eat our stuff and she's making faces and the dude is clocked in looking at her face. She's at his job like, no. And then, you know, they go around and they like spray the sake in everybody's mouth. She likes that. She's good at that. It's actually kind of scary how good at that she is.
So she's here for the turn up. She just ain't, fucking around with rare meats is her
issue. Nothing exotical. No exotic meats at my mom's house. I mean, at the restaurants. But I mean, it's funny and it makes me kind of how I am right now. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like I have been cooking really well during the pandemic. And then it got to the point that I was like, no, I'm not washing another fork.
That's fair.
I'm not washing another pan. I'm done cooking. And sometimes I'll just sit here and be hungry for hours.
Like, well, I can't eat out because those foreign meats might be something that they're not supposed to be. But I'm not cooking for myself. So, yeah, I'll just starve.
But honestly, this is like peak. This is the most in my life that I've ever eaten out, like ordered food out and me and the delivery man. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm coming down. But I'm at that point now where it's like, I'm going to eat the fake meat. I'm going to eat whatever the dirty hand wash water. I'm just going to eat it.
I've always maintained that feeling, and I don't know if it's good or bad. And I've expressed this a few times, but my taste buds are broken, right? Like, they don't work very well. I've had multiple run-ins where, like, people have been like, this is poison. And I'm like, I don't know. It tastes fine to me.
Is this because you're half white?
I reckon that plays its part. I don't know for sure. My dad similarly does not seem to have a very discerning palate. And in that way, like, maybe I just got his goofy ass mouth, or maybe it's the white devil's mouth. And I got to unpack that someday through this work. But I will say that I've always taken solace in not knowing what the shit is, because if I know too much, then I'm unhappy, right? But if I just make peace with the fact that it could be chicken, it could be a pile of rats. And either way, this motherfucker tastes good with orange on it. And it's like, oh, okay, I'll be okay. It's good.
Well, can we talk about, like, what a McNugget is? Like, is that, where is all this chicken coming from? Because it's like, what is a McNugget and what is Kentucky Fried Chicken? Because they can't call it that no more. It's just KFC.
Right. Yeah, they don't. They can't have call to it chicken. The branding?
I think that they can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore.
Oh, meaning the chicken is, wait, which part of that, let's unpack this, because which part of that K, F, and C is the problem? Is it the K? Because if that's the problem, then that's fine. They're not making it in Kentucky. But if it's the C, then we've got a bigger issue.
I think it might be the C, but I've actually never thought maybe it's the K. Maybe they can't call it Kentucky Fried. They make it in Boston.
Like, motherfucker, you got this in Albany. This is not Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's from Albuquerque. That's what Albuquerque Fried Chicken. Wow.
Yeah, I think maybe there's something a little easier in just saying, I don't know, and I'm at peace. But to your mother's point, she's going to live her life maybe longer and healthier because she's like, I don't know, and I'm not at peace, and I refuse to settle for any unverified meats.
Exactly. And my mother's skin looks great, and she just puts Vaseline on it. She don't use no serums, no hyaluronic acid. She's putting petroleum jelly on her face still, and her face still looks good. And it's like, well, sis, I'm going to use these serums, but I'm also eating, you know, I eat stuff that she would never ever even put in her mouth.
Yeah, so your mother is greasing up like she's going to have a fist fight, and somehow she's thriving. Meanwhile, the rest of us are fucking growing boils out of our skin because we won't leave these meats alone.
And we're all depressed, and my mother is happy.
She's at happy. Peace, especially if there's an onion volcano nearby. It sounds like she's 100% at peace.
She's living her best life. She's, okay. It's like,
all right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Marie Faustin and more My Mama Told Me.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back.
How is my man supposed to schmeet his meat with this shit, bro? What the fuck?
Yeah, we're back here with more Marie Faustin, more My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about the unaccredited meats that are possibly served at certain Chinese restaurants and whether or not that is, in fact, the threat that Marie's mother has told her it is all these years. I'm curious to know if she knows specifically what the meat is. If it's not chicken, what is it?
Oh, on the phone with me yesterday, she listed literally every single animal on Old MacDonald's farm except chicken. And I was like, you don't even have any Asian friends.
Right.
It's not like you like went to someone's house and they served you and you like saw the door swing open and you caught them like killing a snake. You pulling this out your booty.
Right. This is just coming from a place of speculation. You haven't talked to an Asian person. You're not checking in on any of your Chinese restaurant owners. This is just you guessing.
You just making it up. But then she speaks in a way that you're like, well, what is General So's? What is that?
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's the question. That's an important question. And I don't think anybody truly knows. It was just, I think General So is just a dude that white people made up to be able to make chicken more palatable for everybody back here in America. But who knows? I'm glad that your mother talked a little bit about all these alternative meat substitutes, because when I went going into the research and started looking for some of these substitutes, one of the first things that pops up is like all these people on Quora and Reddit, all these
awful places for doing any sort of sincere research, basically claiming that the chicken and beef at Chinese restaurants was everything from frog to jellyfish. Like, they went down the list of, as you put it, old McDonald's farm, and then included things like jellyfish and snake and all these crazy fucking things that
jellyfish. I feel like jellyfish would be like chewy and slimy, though.
Yeah, it's hard to make sense of what exactly they think. Which part of the jellyfish is this? You know what I mean? If we're worried about the McNugget, I at least can make sense of where a McNugget might come from in a chicken. There's no part of a jellyfish that's going to make it into a fucking, you know, pad thai.
Okay, so they kill the jellyfish, then they freeze the jellyfish, then they slice the frozen jellyfish, then they roll it in flour, fry it, and then that's a rib tip. That's a rib tip.
That's a rib tip right there.
Yeah.
And the bone, hey, ain't no telling.
There's a little piece of tentacle right there. That ain't nothing.
The crazy part to me of a lot of this is that even to what your mother is suggesting, the chicken is available everywhere. Right? Chicken, we're constantly seeing them on farms. Cows, we're constantly seeing them. We're literally being told that cows are part of the reason this earth is dying, is because we won't stop mass producing cows and they're farting and then it's fucking up our atmosphere, right? And the presumption that, like, these Chinese people are so fucking sneaky that they somehow have boxes and crates of jellyfish instead of this easily accessible animal is a little short-sighted. I'll say that
part, Langston. It's like, I mean, I've also never seen a Chinese food restaurant that had like a delivery truck in front of it dropping off crates of stuff.
No,
so that. But yeah, I feel like it's easier to find a bunch of chickens than it is to find a bunch of snakes.
Yeah. But, like, even with that, I know a nigga who will sell me one snake. I don't know a motherfucker who's going to sell me 112. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's how
right.
much you need to be able to make the meal that you're supposing is being made out of this shit. So it's a little hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't know where the wholesale snake shop is, but...
They're having a snake clearance sale. It's just a big old pile of snakes. You can sift through it. Take the
snakes.
It's
like everything must go. It's like a wacky waving inflatable arm dude. That's like, but it's snake shaped.
Why does he have arms? I don't know. We got real confused in the promotion. The point is, buy some of these snakes.
Yeah, going out of business. Everything must go. So, do you eat out a lot?
I do. I eat out a shit ton, largely in that I am not a great cook, and I'm capable and I should do it more often. But I'm also I got a prisoner in my wife. And so I'm going to make her cook as often as I can. I do the cleaning. So I make up for it on the back.
Okay. But... So y'all ain't got no dishwashers, what you say?
Oh, no, I'm the dishwasher. She the chef. I'm the dishwasher. And that's where the party is. You know what I mean? I don't think I ever feel, even when I'm eating out, though, any concern that, like, I'm being bamboozled by the meat that I'm being served.
I don't know. I was eating out with a friend, like, maybe, like, 6 or 7 years ago. It wasn't my friend. It's my ex-boyfriend. He was my boyfriend at the time, so nobody. So we got food, and he was like, the texture is wrong. Like, he was like, this is not chicken. And I was like, whoa. I was like, well, that's why I got the wings.
See, mine's shaped like chicken, so
it's shaped like chicken. So this I mean, if this is not chicken, then my props to the artist, because they got the shape perfect. But he was like, the texture is wrong. He starts spitting it out. I was like, oh, that's terrible. I said, you can't have none of my food, but you could have this little broccoli right here.
You know that broccoli that they just put in because I guess it looks better? You can add that, but you can't.
Yeah, the little, it's green, so that's broccoli. That counts as the vitamin for the week.
So one of the things that I discovered in unpacking a lot of this research is that a lot of it is rooted in this sort of racist theory that Chinese people are serving up dogs and cats, right? Like that's the go-to thing. And specifically dog, I think, is like the go-to one that a lot of people speculate that Chinese people serve. And it turns out that it's not completely disconnected from a type of Chinese history, right? That all the way back to 1700 BC, they can actually trace a history of Chinese people eating dog. That like all the way back in ancient China, these motherfuckers used to eat dog. Because apparently in ancient China, dogs and dog meat were considered important offerings to ancestors and sacrificial foods to gods.
Any specific breed of dog or just any dog?
My guess is that back in 1700 BC, there were like four dogs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like how there's all these weird ones now, a Lassie Poo and a pug and like all this shit. That didn't exist back then. There were four dogs. It was like a golden shepherd and or a golden retriever and a black lab. And you got to pick. I'll take golden or I'll take black. And you ate that shit.
It was a white dog, a black dog, a brown dog, and then a gray dog. And he was like, "Ooh, I think I want some of the gray dog tonight."
Hey, y'all, would y'all have some gray if I ordered some gray? I'd love.
Can we have gray dog for the table? Yeah. Don't let me eat it all. I gotta fit into my prom dress. I'm so sorry for being problematic. Sorry, don't cancel me.
No, this is fine. They had prom back then. it even turns out that the Chinese character for to offer contains the character of dog, right? Like it's the same symbol sort of cooked into the character that it means to offer. That said, this practice died out a long time ago, right? Like over the years, people basically, like everything, started to build up a morality about dogs and the treatment of dogs. And it's basically around like the 10th century and the popularization of Buddhism that people started to look at killing dogs as bad karma. They basically went like, oh, these dogs are cool as fuck. I don't think we should be killing them anymore. That's bad luck.
Said, I kicked this dog and he's still my friend. Oh, I like this nigga. Yes. Let's not eat the gray ones no more.
We're done with the gray ones. Them black ones, we'll kill them motherfuckers. Yeah. He's
fuck
dead.
Them dogs. Them dogs is aggressive. and then they're like, oh, turns out those dogs are wolves. Okay, cool. Ah, woo.
So this keeps going, right? And then during the Cultural Revolution in China, this dude Mao Zedong basically banned raising dogs for like pets as like a bourgeois pastime. And during the Great Famine that followed, peasants basically would eat the dog meat just like any other animal they could lay their hands on because it's the Great Famine. We're hungry as fuck. Right. Dogs are around and we, for at least a time, were raising them as our pets. But now we ain't got no food. So shit, Scruffy looking real scrumptious right now.
That is so wild. But like when you think about the meat that we do eat, it's like it could have been anything. Right. Like,
yes.
We've decided pork, not everybody, but like pork, beef and chicken are like acceptable, but it's like chickens could have, like, they just, I don't know, they rolled a bad hand because they could have been pets too.
Yeah, chickens PR people just weren't on it the way that they were supposed to be, and now we're going fucking crazy for chicken. Everybody can make peace with eating a chicken, but these dogs ain't doing that much. You know what I mean?
No, and sometimes they pee in your house and they, and cats scratch up your couch, but like cats are like, for whatever reason, cats have always been, I think, pretty high up on the totem pole of pets, like from like ancient Egypt times. Like,
yeah,
they're mean and people don't want to eat them.
Everybody recognizes that cats potentially could murder them. And so they're like, respect. Respect to you and your work. I recognize that you're at least intelligent enough to know that I deserve to die. I'll leave you alone. Whereas dogs is like, it's a loyal slave. So yeah, I'm going to eat my slave eventually. So this keeps going, right? And so it sounds like that after a while, the famine ends, people become normal again, and they start treating dogs again like regular sort of pets. And it sounds like because of this history with dogs and dog meat, that it's not until the 90s that they really begin seeing a resurgence of dogs as pets in big cities. That for
the 1990s?
Yeah, that for a while, they just kind of like leave dogs alone. They're like, yeah, we had a bad history. We ate the motherfuckers, so we can't like be hanging out with them afterwards. And then it isn't until like very, very late that like Chinese people reestablish dogs as like a household pet.
That is wild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning a lot. This is crazy. And you really did some research. Hey, that's why I do this
shit. Keep in mind, I go to like 4 websites, so I could be wrong, and I have a feeling we're going to get some hate mail from this one. But I'm excited to read what people have to say. The part that I think gets the most attention, and this is where all of like the dog eating of China really comes from, is that there's still to this day a festival in this place called Yulin. And the festival is called the Lichi Dog and Meat Festival, where the people of that city in Yulin do in fact eat dog as an homage to their ancestors.
Now, are they eating dog or are they eating hot dogs? Because I've seen the hot dog eating contest, and there's always like a real little Asian dude that's sure. just like shoving like 98 hot dogs in his face.
And I will say, equally disgusting, I don't, the little motherfucker stuffing 98 dogs is gross to me. Big old, what's his name? Joe. The Nathan's hot dog champion, that big white motherfucker, he's like Bubba something. Being. Yeah.
Yeah. They like dip the bread in water and they're just like,
yeah. Oh. You nasty bitch. What are you doing that for?
Did you call him a nasty bitch? Did you?
Why? I don't like him. Whatever his name is, Joe Saxophone. I can't remember his goddamn name, but he's a nasty bitch and I don't care for him. But that said, it's this one festival in this one city in one of the most populated countries on this planet Earth that does the thing. And it's so sort of like polarizing that even the city, like the spokespeople are like, yeah, we ain't got nothing to do with that. That's just like a few wild people in our city. We don't, and Chinese people basically say, we don't want this to be a reflection of our entire identity. And instead people do it anyway. And it just sort of speaks to how absurd it is that we're using this one instance to be a reflection of everything that happens in an entire place.
That is wild. And my mother doesn't know any of those things, but she, in the back of her mind, she thinks she do.
Sure.
Maybe she does. Maybe that's where she went on her honeymoon and she was like, I'm never eating Chinese food again. I don't want a number 3 or a number 2. I don't want the dumplings. I don't want none of this shit.
I will say, having been to China, I did eat the weirdest stuff that I've ever eaten in that place, but none of it was a surprise. They weren't tricking me into the shit. Like that's not. Like, I ate starfish. That was fucking gross. I ate scorpion. I ate duck eggs. That's the worst thing I ate is duck eggs.
Was it, like, scrambled? Was it over easy?
I ate a boiled duck egg. You know how with photos there's the negative? Like, you get the sheet of the negatives? That's what a duck egg looks like to a chicken egg. It's, like, black or gray on the outside where the yolk, you know, where the white would be. And the yolk is, like, a different color as well.
Ew, are you sure you had maybe it was a bad duck egg?
That's very possible. I was not checking all the duck eggs to know which ones were good or bad. A motherfucker just handed me and was like, duck egg. I was like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, And then he watched you just, you were like, that was nice. Thank you so much.
I love your culture. It's just a rich history here that I can't get enough of.
What else did you eat? Did you have frog legs?
Those are all pretty wild. I think the wildest thing was I had this wine that was made with turtle and snake fermenting in the bottom. Like much in the way that tequila has like a worm sitting on the bottom. This had a big ass turtle with no shell and a snake at the bottom of the wine. And I was there with my students and they had been getting on my nerves. So I was like, give me some of that wine, dog. And I had it. And then my teeth went real numb. And I was like, no more, please. Enough snake juice for me, sir.
Wait, hold on. First of all, how do you even recognize a turtle if it's not wearing a shell?
Because oh, you I know a turtle. Like,
I feel like if I saw a turtle without a shell in liquid, I would think that it was, I don't know, a teddy bear with alopecia. Like, how did you, a turtle? I'd be like, what lizard is that?
Yeah, I don't know. It you see it and you like, either that lizard got wings or that's a motherfucking turtle. No. It's got that long middle or that wide middle. And you're like, yeah, that's a motherfucking turtle.
Oh, is a turtle the shape of the shell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it turns out they're not inside the shell as much as they are attached. The shell is a part of their body. It's just protecting their inside. They're not like snails that abandon the shell later. They that's permanent.
I thought it was a jacket, but you're saying that it's that's his skin. Got it.
So I started to try to unpack exactly what the meat in Chinese food restaurants is, right?
Okay, like, let's get into it.
I wanted to make sure that while we can confirm that there's a fair amount of racism that comes in claiming these unverified meats are the meat, we mm-hmm. should know exactly what makes this meat so different when we eat it. And it turns out that there are a few arguments, but one of the things that people said is that Chinese people commonly use chicken thighs instead of other parts of the chicken. So it's not breast, it's not wing, it's chicken thigh, because that meat is easier to tenderize, easier to marinate, and also cheaper. And it's juicy. It stays juicy for longer than any of the other meats. And then there's this other thing that I read that was a little more jarring, but also still about chicken. They basically said that Chinese people aren't serving fake chicken. They actually use tougher cuts and slice them super thin. And then they marinate them overnight in this solution called sodium bicarbonate.
Mm-hmm.
And then that allows them, after washing it away, allows for that super tough meat to become almost more rubbery and bouncy in the way that the meat sometimes tastes when you're eating it at the restaurants. And so it basically is this way of getting the cheap meat and turning it into sellable meat through this overnight soaking process. They ain't eating fucking turtles.
Yeah. So
I'm not offering you healing. I'm just offering you more of a clear understanding of why you shouldn't be eating out anytime. One of the things that I discovered, though, is, and mm-hmm. well, really, it's more of a question that I found myself asking with all of this, is how different is this from so many of the other situations we see in other restaurants in relation to them selling us bullshit, right? Like, I don't know if you remember when McDonald's had to make that big announcement that they would no longer be putting pink slime in their food. That just for years, they were just like...
Yeah, but also, what was the pink slime?
I think it was just like a blended mush of organs and bullshit that they like were adding to meat to make it fuller and less... You know, you want it, if you say you got a quarter pound patty, they can afford to give you a fucking quarter pound of beef. That's expensive. But they
right,
can give
not,
you.
Not for no $2.90. No, not for no $1.99.
Exactly. So they give you a little drop of meat and they give you a whole lot of slime. And
you getting beak, claw, beans, greens, tomatoes. You getting some lips. You getting some asshole. You're getting eyelash.
Exactly.
That's nasty. Do you remember?
Olivia is saying pink slime is a meat byproduct used as a food additive to ground beef and beef-based processed meats as a filler or to reduce overall fat content of ground beef. In the production process heat, it's basically to fill out the meat.
Do you remember a couple mm-hmm. years ago, somebody got a McDonald's meal?
Yeah.
It was like fries, a burger, some nuggets, and something else.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the food sitting out for a year.
Yes.
And took a picture of it every single day for a year. Bread never got moldy.
Yep.
The fries stayed fry shape.
Hell yeah.
And it was like, well, what is all that other stuff?
Sure.
Like, Bread is supposed to get mold on it. Dude, the bread's not even real bread. Maybe the bread got pink slime in it. It's, oh my God.
This and I would say there's one part of you that could be like, this is horrible. What a terrible thing that they're feeding us and putting in our bodies. And there's another part of me that argues that means they're the greatest restaurant in the history of the world because they keep serving us this shit. And I can't tell the difference. I think it's delightful. So what the fuck? I'm not going to be unhappy about it. Much to my earlier point, you served it to me and I enjoyed it. I don't need to know what's in it.
We love to see Langston smile. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. He's eating it. That's
hey,
nasty.
Somebody will eat it. That's the new catchphrase.
Not I, said the cat. I'm not. I mean, I also don't eat fast food really at all. So there's that.
That's fair. I think, and you have every right, and it's probably the more responsible choice. Like there was years ago, Burger King got in trouble. I think it was in the UK for selling horse meat instead of fucking burger meat or, you know, cow meat. But again, it's not like somebody bit into the motherfucker and knew, hey, this is, what the fuck? This is horse. Hey, Jack, this is horse. It's
this is good. Right. I come to this Burger King every day for lunch.
Exactly.
Some of the best beef I've ever had.
And honestly, it was probably a disgruntled worker who was like, they fired him on a bad day. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to tell these motherfuckers you cooking horse back here. Like Burger King's like, damn, you blowing up our spot like that? All right, fine, you can stay.
You can have Saturday off, but like, please, okay, come back. You can have it off.
Just chill, man. Don't know, telling our secrets.
Relax.
Then there's other examples like, and this is more of a rumor than a fact. This falls far closer to conspiracy theory, but my friend, a dear friend, you know him, Ryan Donahue, once told me the story that like calamari in restaurants, and specifically like bad restaurants, is not in fact calamari, but it's in fact cow anus. That like they'll like chop up the little booty hole of a cow or a pig and serve that as calamari. And again, how the fuck would you know the difference?
Wait. Hold on. This affects me personally because j'adore calamari. Calamari is just cow ass.
But I don't know. I'm not saying it is. I'm saying that this is a theory that's floating around the world. And maybe it's better if we don't know, if we never find out that it's cow anus.
Well, what counts as a cheap restaurant? Because like, how much money should I not be spending on calamari is what I want to know.
Sure. Don't get it at Bennigan's. If you were going to Bennigan's, if that was where you were like, this is my night out on the town, I would say don't get the calamari there.
I don't know where Bennigan's is, but like, is that like a TGI Fridays? Like what?
It's the same quality. Bennigan's, I think, is a defunct restaurant. It's TGI Fridays Rising, if you will.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Roy Rogers, but okay, yeah, TGI Fridays.
At the end of the day, part of what I sort of found myself asking is how do any of us truly know that what we're eating, if they tell us we're eating swordfish, how can we prove that it is in fact swordfish, right?
It's all tilapia.
It's all tilapia. I love that.
It's all tilapia, yes.
There you go. And so you have two alternatives in this scenario. You either follow what I'm doing and you continue to eat whatever they offer you and you make peace with that, or you follow Marie and her mother's process and you decide to stay at home and never eat out again. And that's probably healthier and you'll live longer. But
or you won't, because you're staying home and you're not cooking and you're sitting in your purple living room and you are famished.
Sure. And more importantly, you'll never know what cow anus tastes like. And you got to try some of this cow anus. It tastes delicious with lemon.
Yeah. I mean, you got to bread it just right. And then you just. You know, I'm thinking about it. I think it's cow anus. I don't think I've ever had calamari. God damn.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. We'll take a break. We'll process. We'll be back with more Marie Foster, more My Mama Told Me.
Hey,
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back.
Hello, how are you? I'm under the water. Please help me. Here too much raining.
Yeah, we're back here with more My Mama Told Me, more Marie Faust, and we're still talking about the surprises of the food that we eat and the possibility that none of it is real and we should just make peace with that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't believe we've gotten this far into the episode and haven't even mentioned Taco Bell.
Ooh, talk to me about Taco Bell.
Because my mama told me that Taco Bell meat is Chihuahua because the dog was in the commercials. And she was like, that's what Yo Quiero de Taco Bell means. It means he's going to be Taco Bell. And she's like, you see, they don't even use the dog no more because he dead.
Sure.
So it's like, girl, I mean, Taco Bell very well could be that, but it's like the tacos are like 22 cents and you get a bag of them and you put the hot sauce on them and it's like, this is not good. And what's White Castle? How did we get all the way to this point? We didn't talk about White Castle neither.
Listen, part of the reason I probably didn't bring them up is because they're all cherished restaurants in my heart. And so it's like, I'm not even going to mention this shit unless she does, because I ain't going to, listen, I'm not going to yuck my own yum. You know what I mean?
I heard you had White Castle sliders at your wedding. That's what the stream was saying.
I wish. If there was a White Castle available, I would have served White Castle and we would all shit ourselves right on the dance floor. Just White Castle and Molly cooking up in our stomachs and making us shit in the middle of the dance floor.
That's nasty.
All right, let's play a game. I want to play a game, and this is a fun game called Wick Therapy. Wick Therapy, that's the game. You, Marie, are known for your hilarious characters on the internet, on IG, the YouTubes and whatnot, where you put on your wigs and you tell these beautiful narratives of the wigs and the history behind them, all the shenanigans these wigs get up to. What I would love for you to do is I'm going to introduce to you a few celebrities who might need a little therapy, a little wig therapy. And okay. I would love for you to unpack what you kind of wig you think these celebrities need to sort of revitalize their career or find themselves in a better situation at home.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Let's start easy. Bruce Willis got in trouble because he was showing up to the pharmacy without wearing a mask. And they basically had to ask Bruce Willis to leave the pharmacy because he would not put on a mask in the middle of the pandemic. What wig might you suggest for Bruce Willis to improve his situation?
Damn, Die Hard wasn't wearing a mask?
Yeah, he's super Republican.
Oh, I did not know that. But also, as I'm saying it, I feel like I did. I'm like, I did not. I knew that. I did.
You knew it. In your heart, you knew.
In my heart, I knew that. What kind of wig does Bruce Willis need to revamp his image or fits what he did?
Either one. Whatever feels good to you.
In my mind, it's a Cruella de Vil moment. It's like a white wig. It's kind of flipped out a little bit on the ends because that feels evil to me. A wig that, like, you know what I mean?
A little feathering.
Feathering, 100%. The opposite of the Rachel wig for Bruce Willis. Definitely a wig that has Dalmatians and a wig that doesn't stop for pedestrians. It, like, leans on the horn when the pedestrians are kind of like... a wig that pushes by old people in the supermarket because they want to get the last, I don't know, fish sticks in the fridge or whatever. It's a mean white wig.
I love that. I love Cruella de Vil, but for fish sticks is the energy that Bruce Willis is getting off. And I think that's perfect. Let's try another one. And this is actually very, very on brand for what we've been discussing all day. Azalea Banks. I don't know if you heard about Azalea Banks, but she got in trouble because she apparently cooked her cat.
What?
Cooked. She dug up the dead bones of her cat and then cooked them in a pot and then now has the skull and bones of that cat on a shrine in her home.
We gotta pray for Azalea. What? No.
Hey, I'm just a reporter at this point. I don't know. I can't make sense of it. But she's cooking cat now.
She's cooking cat now. Okay. In my mind, it's like a Dennis the Menace wig or a Three Stooges wig. Just like a wig that looks like the tooth is... You know what I mean? Like, it's a bowl cut with a...
It's got that part in it.
Yes. Yeah. It's got a hard part in it. What is wrong with Azalea? Girl...
I talked to a few people about it. There are some who are speculating this is some sort of like Santeria type work that she's doing. But then she also put it on the internet, which makes it not that. I don't know. I think she's unwell and we just need
Santeria
to...
is like isn't that Puerto Rican?
Yes, it is.
Voodoo? She's from Harlem. She's not Puerto Rican. She's from Harlem. I actually don't know where the family is from, but I don't think... boiling bones in her mom's good pot is something that anybody's black mama would let them do. So, and why would you post something like that? Like, where did she dig these bones up from? In a time capsule?
That's the weird part. Is like, bitch, you 30. Why are you still burying your cat in the backyard like you're 8? Just cut it out. Go take your cat to the pest people like everybody else and let them deal with the way bones are meant to be dealt with.
Yeah. I'm gonna go look at the bones. It's gonna be raccoon bones. I'm gonna be like, oh, that's actually not a cat at all. It's another thing that went in the ground after the cat died.
And I would love that if you just expose her. This is just all turned into a Jussie Smollett level like lie, but it's still a lady cooking bones and we ignore that and we're just like, that ain't cat. That's raccoon. This bitch is a liar.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try another person. This is the greatest of sort of canceled celebrities, Kanye. Kanye, you know, he is said to have taken a lover in Jeffree Star, and He's no longer with Kim. What would you suggest for old Kanye right about now as a wig?
I'm going to suggest a Daenerys Targaryen wig. I want it to be blonde, flowy. I want four braids going back, clasped low. I feel like she was the worst part of the finale of Game of Thrones. And that, I feel like Kanye is in the worst part of the finale of his life right now. It feels, it all feels bad. It feels... So has this been confirmed? Is it?
I don't think so. I think TikTok made up some conspiracies, and then Jeffree Star is a messy enough person that he was like, I'll play along. 100%.
This ain't nothing but Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner is the devil, and the devil is always working. And I think she needed to distract from the family, so they were like, let's just put it all on Kanye, and who do we know? Jeffree Star. Yes, him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
I love
wild.
That.
The rumor made me laugh. I appreciate the rumor for
that. And that's the thing that I do think Kris Jenner is the devil. I think that she's the spawn of Satan. It's unquestionable, but I don't think she gets enough credit for how funny she is. Like, that bitch be writing. And she writes a story. She writes a story like no one else. And sometimes we need to give her a little bit of credit where credit is due. Sometimes she writes some funny ass shit. All right. Last one. And this is a fun one. Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean was recently canceled because he went on the internet and basically said that cancel culture is problematic, and it's poorly affecting many of his peers and confidants in his life.
You know how upset you gotta make Mr. Bean to make him speak? You know how upset Bean is for him to be like, well, let me go ahead and say something. Let me this. Mr. Bean was on for like 19 seasons and he said 12 words.
I truly could not tell you what his voice sounds like even right now.
It sounds like.
I was hoping he was going to talk and he was like, hey, y'all niggas is acting up.
No, you have heard Mr. Bean's voice. He was Zazu in The Lion King.
Really? Is that Mr. Bean?
In the original Lion King movie.
Oh,
he's
shit.
He's the bird.
Oh, look at Mr. Bean. God damn.
Mr. Elizabeth Bean.
What wig would you suggest for Zazu for Elizabeth Bean?
I think for Mr. Bean, I'm giving him the Shamar Moore wig, the braided back wig, the Tyler Perry Madea wig is Mr. Bean, because that is some gangster type stuff. To not speak for your entire career and then your friends are having a bad day because they problematic and you're like, let me speak on this.
I know a lot of people are talking right now, but I think what we really need to hear is Bean. Let me hit you with some Bean.
And it's just like, let me say something real quick. And it has beads. He's the straight back cornrows with beads at the bottom.
That's, I love that.
The wig that I see for Mr. Elizabeth Bean. Yes.
That's beautiful. And we did it. Marie, you nailed it. I think this is great advice. I'm going to send all this along to each of them and I hope they take your advice. Could you tell the people at home where they could find you? What cool shit you have going on?
I mean, you could usually find me right here on this couch. But you can find me on Instagram. My Instagram is Reezy, R-E-E-E-Z-Y. You can find me on my podcast, The Unofficial Expert. We're there, you know, every single week. It's like, can we take some weeks off? No. They want you to talk every week about what's happening in the culture and how you feel. So there. And then you can find me, you know, at my local Trader Joe's, just like trying to figure out if I want to buy food that's real food or if it's fake food. You can find me.
What is this meat? Is the look that you're going to see on Marie's face if you bump into her at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Thank you so much for ruining calamari for me, Langston.
I didn't mean to. Honestly, when Ryan told it to me, I knew that I had to share this, but I also knew that I was going to offer people. You remember that movie, It Follows? That's just basically a horror movie about STDs. That's what the calamari story is. It's just It Follows, but
It Follows is a horror movie about STDs?
Yeah, it's basically like a horror movie where like you have sex with a person and then a ghost attaches to you and the ghost is going to kill you unless you have sex with somebody else to give them
the ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that sounds cute. Okay, cool. Yeah, is that on Hulu or?
It's on Hulu. This is not a promotion for It Follows, but it's turned into one. And what a great way to end the episode. Just promote It Follows right at the end.
That was gross. Anyway, I can't wait to hear this episode. I feel like the beginning was messy. The middle was like, oh, okay, we learning things. And then the end was Mr. Bean. So,
hell yeah.
I love this for us.
It's a journey. Thanks for having me. And I'm so happy you did it. And as always, you guys can follow me at Langston Kerman. And please send us drops. Please subscribe and like and comment. I love the comments. Send me comments. And finally, you can send me drops and shit at mymamapod@gmail.com. Okay, that's enough. Get the fuck out of here.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway. Listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.